What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Stephen A's World, the podcast. This week, I chat with Six Degrees of Separation, Kevin Bacon, gospel singer Kiara Sheard Kelly, and a man who does just about everything, the one and only Master P. But up first is Kevin Bacon, as we chat about his role on City on a Hill, his career in TV and films, and much, much more. Talk to me about this role. What interested you in playing this role in City on a Hill?
You know, I had done a couple of guys in a row who were very kind of soft spoken or understated, I would say, you know, and this guy, he just can't shut up. I really felt like he was a fast, he's a really, everything he does is inappropriate. He's got all kinds of substance abuse issues. He's corrupt. But he's just a fascinating character because even though he's extremely streetwise, he also has this kind of amazing facility for remembering all kinds of historical facts and stuff like that. And the other fun thing about the character is pretty much everything that comes out of his mouth, you never really know if it's BS or not.
I got you there. You know, the interesting part that I like, because I watch the show. I love it. I love you and all the Taj and what you're doing. I'm a real fan of the show. And I love the fact that it's on Showtime because, you know, you just get the point. It's going to be a bit risque. And I love that stuff about it. But when I'm thinking about you in this role and we think about the times that we're living in, timing is everything in a lot of people's mind. How much did that factor into you wanting to do this show? Just what's going on in the world today?
Well, I think that it especially hit home this season. And Aldous Hodge, my fantastic co-star on the show, you know, he's pointed out that, you know, the show was initially or sort of conceived as a moment in Boston history where things sort of took a turn for the better. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the relationship between police and the community and the FBI and corruption and all that. And, right. You know, you kind of look at what's going on now through the perspective of this show, and things have things really changed. And as Aldous says, the only thing that's changed is this. Now, Everybody's one of these. And so we're seeing all this kind of terrible, terrible injustice right in our faces. So when you look at 1992, in that perspective, I think it just adds an importance to it because it's a historical show, but This is not ancient history.
Yeah. You know, looking back at your career, how unexpected of a jump was it going from movies to television? You usually see people going from television to movies. You're going from movies and now you're doing a television show. How unexpected was that? And how enjoyable is it compared to what you're accustomed to doing?
Well, listen, I started out in, the first movie I did was in 1977, and I had no interest in being on television. I used to, before I did my first movie, I was a soap opera actor. Once I quit that soap opera, I'm never going back. This is not something that I do. And if you asked me probably 5 years ago, my agent had called me and said, you know, I got a show for you. I probably would have fired my agent because there was a real dividing line. Movies and TV. And now we're in this golden age of television. I mean, there's so much great stuff and everybody has gotten hip to it and everybody pretty much is really happy to embrace it. And when I finally threw my hat in the ring, I read, you know, three of the best pilot scripts, great characters. It's I love being on I'm always on television.
I got to ask you, I mean, what was wrong with soap operas initially? Because I don't know if you've noticed, with my non-acting self, I'm on the soap opera General Hospital. I actually have a recurring role on General Hospital, Kevin Bacon. What's up with soap operas?
I did not know that.
It's true.
But, you know, I got to go back and see if I can do some search and see you do your thing on General Hospital.
But let me get back to you here, because when you think about this show, what are you hoping people peel from it? I always ask that kind of question, because even though you're just doing it and you're trying to perform to the best of your ability, you want to give the audience, you want the audience to walk away with something. everybody I talk to, they usually say something along those lines. When I ask you that question, what comes to your mind about what you want the audience to walk away from watching this show?
Well, I think that, you know, it certainly is addressing the issues of policing. And as I said, addressing it from the perspective of 1992. Mm-hmm. And then if you really look at it, you think to yourself, have to come any farther, you know, I think the answer is not very much. And so I think that people will be impacted in that way. I also think that, you know, it's when I play a character, I try to just make a human being and put him out there and let everybody else decide what they feel about him. You know, I don't really feel like it's my job to judge the guy. I mean, I know how I feel about him. You know, he's a pretty despicable guy, but he doesn't think he is. And so I just try to play him with as much truth and honesty as I possibly can. And you know, people can take that what they will. I mean, if nothing else, it's a fun bout with me.
Yeah.
Of course, the work.
I'd be remiss in not bringing up your wonderful wife. You've been married to the wonderful Kira Sedgwick for over 30 years. Now, to me, I've never called her by name. Anytime you mention her, I say the closer. That's what I say. That's your wife named to me, the closer, because that's how fantastic she was, and I was a huge fan of that show. Is it true, you being a Philadelphia native, if I remember correctly, that you and your wife have a farm? Is that true?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Actually do. Yeah. I mean, when I was a little kid, even born in the city, I just always liked horses. I don't know. I just always did. So so that's why I, you know, we eventually got this place. And yeah, we spend a lot of time up here. We have all kinds of animals and it's great. I mean, I still love the city. And I still got a lot of family.
And are you an Eagles fan? Philadelphia 76ers fan?
I lived in New York since I was 17. So,
okay.
In a strange kind of way, people go crazy. People's heads explode when I say this. In a strange kind of way, I actually do pull for both the New York teams and the Philadelphia teams.
Okay.
Because I have such a warm city of Philadelphia. I haven't really. There's a lot of other teams that I don't support, but those two, okay. I really do.
Hey, man, listen, man, we got something else in common. First, it was the soap operas, and now it's the New York-Philadelphia connection, because I'm a Hollis, Queens, New York native who grew up a diehard Knicks fan, but I lived in Philadelphia. I was a writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer for 17 years. So there you go. So I actually kind of root for both teams myself. But let me put you on the spot. Brooklyn is one of the five boroughs. The New York Knicks aren't the only New York team in town. It's the Brooklyn Nets. So if you got to pick between the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers, Kevin, where you going?
76ers. 76ers all the way. Yeah. But I mean, I'm happy that the Nets are there. And, you know, that's all good. But no, I would definitely pull for the 76ers. And I think it's pretty exciting. You know, they're playing great. Yeah.
All right. Kevin Bacon, I appreciate your time. Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to have you on this show. City on the Hill, Showtime. Sundays, 9 p.m. on Showtime. Appreciate you, buddy. All the best to you, and I look forward to seeing you down the road.
All right, sounds good.
Big thanks to Kevin Bacon. Man, I love City on the Hill. Up next is Kiara Shead Kelly. We get into her memoir, following her mother's footsteps, and who she would like to work with in the future. First things first, if this were a few months ago, I would have called you Kiara Shead. But now it's Kiara Shead Kelly, because a congratulations is in order, because somebody got married. Somebody showed her with a ring. I mean, they put a ring on it, and obviously it's official from last December, right? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Shout out to my husband, Mr. Jordan Kelly, my king.
That's right. I love to hear that. Let's talk about this big, bold, and beautiful, this memoir that you're coming out with. You wanted to tell your story. Tell me what people should expect from reading this book.
Oh, you should expect me, basically, it's almost like you're going to be talking to your homegirl, but also I'm providing a faith-based conversational approach where I'm basically saying, hey, I know you probably have gone through this kind of experience with relationships or that kind of challenge in your career, but if I got through it, then surely you can get through it. So it's really an inspirational book. I'm very transparent, bad choices in dating, but I'm still here. I think the key to rehabilitation, which in church we would call deliverance, is first admitting where you went wrong and not always placing the blame game. So I'm really excited to share with the readers of this book that you don't have to identify or take on the identity of a victim, but you can definitely claim being a victor, being a winner. I mean, we're on ESPN, so we know all about what it feels like to win. And so I know we may have some experiences in the past, but your past doesn't have to hold you hostage. The reason you still have breath in your body is because there's a destiny that awaits you. We say in an introduction, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. You may be that moment that someone is waiting for. So that's what you can expect from this book. And we want you to own that you are a winner.
That's a beautiful, beautiful gesture. No question about that. I want to go to your deluxe album because that just dropped Friday, and it includes a duet with your mother, gospel legend Karen Clarkshead, which you both performed at the BET Awards. How is it performing with your mother? Talk about that for a second.
It was so special. My mom is insane. I sometimes think she's not from this world. I almost think she's an alien because of the high notes she can hit. In the movie that we did on Lifetime, it was really huge, and it was a big success and historical moment. I tried hitting her notes, and I'm literally getting like lightheaded. So just having this moment on this record, Something Has to Break, with Karen Clarkshead, my amazing mother, I was standing there mesmerized. You know how we used to look at Michael Jackson and would just freeze. I freeze at the thought of Karen Clarkshead. So it was really special.
You brought up Michael Jackson. Let's not forget Prince. We can't leave him out. If we're going to mention Michael Jackson, we got to bring in Prince.
For sure. I'm with you 100%.
You know, one of the things that people, I don't think people realize this, but when you have parents who are great and you decide to follow in their footsteps, it's a challenge, particularly if you're doing something that's in public view, that's in the public eye, because people are going to measure you potentially against your parents. When you think about who your mother has been all of these wonderful years that she's blessed us with her music and her gifts, think about following her like you have. You portrayed her on Lifetime, the Clark sisters, the first lady of gospel. You're a singer. You're a songwriter. That's definitely following in your mother's footsteps. When you look at it from that perspective, how intimidating was that for you?
It was intimidating, but I was ready for it. I was ready for the smoke. I was ready for it all because it was a healthy pressure. And what's a diamond without pressure? So I'm really excited to be a part of this lineage, to be a part of this legacy, because I will say, though, there were some supporters, you know, that would look at me like, okay, they sang like this. The Clark sisters, Twinkie, Karen, Dorinda, Jackie, they did it like this. So what you gonna do? So I'm really glad, though, that I was able to come in with some pros or some blessings and then still defeat the cons. Like, it wasn't up against me. And hopefully people see that I'm willing to put my work in and not walk in as if something should be handed to me. I'm working for it.
Now, Kiara, obviously, when you look at yourself right now, I mean, you're doing great things. You're sending great messages. You know, we're covering the world of sports, so I got to get into it just a little bit with you because you are on ESPN. Let me ask you this question. We see guys like Steph Curry. We see guys like Russell Wilson. Back in the day when Evander Holyfield was boxing, he obviously was an individual that wore his faith on his sleeve. Talk to me for a second about the crossover between faith and sports. How do you feel about it? Do you enjoy it? Do you think it's something as a nation we should all embrace more of? Where do you stand on all of that?
Absolutely. I think it is something we should embrace because it definitely affects the young boy or the young woman that are looking to these athletes. You know, they're seeing that I don't have to compromise in my faith or in my belief so that I can continue to press forward. It can happen. Like, I can be a winner. And so many times, a lot of us think that because I'm holding tight to my faith, it may box me in, but it doesn't box you in. It only causes you to believe in the things that you can't see. And so people like Curry and Russell, they have inspired me. I've seen them have an impact on my nephew, my godson, and so many others around me. And then to my brother and my husband, of course. And I think when we see that there's a way of connectivity with these individuals that inspire us, it goes home. It feels like, you know what? I can do it. It becomes the foundational piece. And then it's even like we begin working on ourselves internally so that it's not us just going for a goal that is a spotlight. But when I get there, my character and my faith is what will keep me there. You know, so I think that definitely is so necessary in this world for sure.
Kara, how do you feel about Kanye West crossing over into gospel music? What are your thoughts about that? I got to ask your opinion about that one.
I love it. I love it. Whatever it takes for my brother or someone who looks like me to be sane, if that's their form of therapy, I want it to happen. I want us all to win. So I love it. I don't want no smoke, Kanye, but I was able to kind of get back into the number one spot.
Right, yes, you were.
When the album came out. Yes, but I love it. I love it.
You've collabed with a few people, Missy Elliott, Chance the Rapper, I think recently Nick Cannon as well. Anybody on your bucket list that you'd like to collab with down the line?
For sure. Absolutely.
Give me the names.
Of course, Beyonce.
Okay.
Who wouldn't say Beyonce?
That's right. That's right.
I would love to work with Michael Bublé. Oh, man, Ariana Grande. I guess I should be shooting my shot on ESPN. I want to work with LeBron James. He's one of my favorites. So I don't know. I see him on his social media often just kind of posting and that he's rocking out to music. So I would love to see that connection as well.
Well, give me an idea. How would that work with LeBron James? I've never seen LeBron rapping. I've never seen him singing. I've never seen anything like that. How would this work here? I mean, educate me. How would you collaborate with LeBron James on a record? Please give me that insight.
I'm so ready for it. Let me shoot my shot. It can
go
happen by me having his voice on an intro of a record and on an outro of a record, and it can be an inspirational piece. Again, going back to what we were talking about, it doesn't just have to be him on the court, but us hearing his story. Like, we had to understand that you had vision. It was a vision that you saw that was not just what is your reality now. Like, for you to get to where you are, and once upon a time had to be a dream. That has everything to do with us not being able to touch something, so that has to do with your faith. So definitely hearing his story on the song, and maybe he can, you know, we can make it to a collaboration where it's like he's rapping or speaking to a beat. Something can happen.
I got news for you. I mean, I think I got a couple of contacts, Gary. I think I can make that happen. I think I can get word to the right people that you want to collab with LeBron James. I think I could pull it off. I'm just saying. I think I could pull it off, Gary.
Well, I'm going to see what we can do. And I would love to work with you, Mr. Steven. Please.
Oh, that's done. Like, oh, that's done.
Listen. Yes. Oh.
All you got to do is say the word. You tell me. Now, I will admit, I will embarrass you. I will embarrass myself if I try to sing. So talking is one thing, but if I try to sing, I just reserve that for the shower or when I want to get on people's nerves on the airways. I'm not really trying to sing. I'm not that gifted, Kiara. I'm not that gifted.
But that's what I want, because when we hear your voice, you get us amped. Just with the commentary, we like amped, and we want to hear what you have to say. So we never know. We could do something where we hear courts and basketballs in the background.
There we go.
And your voice is open. Let's get
it. We can come up with something. You say the word, I'm there. For you, I'm there. Consider it done. The deluxe version of Kiara Shared Kelly's self-titled album, Kiara, is available now where music is sold and streamed. Kiara Shared Kelly. Wonderful, wonderful having you, meeting you. Thank you so much for being on Stephen A's World. Really appreciate it. Wishing you all the best in the world moving forward, as I know you'll take it all by storm.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Love you.
Man, Kiara will be good at whatever she puts her mind to. That's for sure. Can't wait to see what's next for her. The final guest today is Master P, who joined by a couple of his kids as we talk basketball and how they're trying to improve athletics at HBCUs. Listen, Master P, you've been raving about your son for quite some time. I watched some highlights of him last night. I like what I'm seeing with this kid, okay? And by the way, one of his boys, Jalen Suggs at Gonzaga, I like his game too. So the fact that, you know, Suggs is your boy, that goes a long way. Talk to me about your son and how you feel about his game and where it's at right now.
Well, you know what? I mean, he's been working hard, constantly getting better and better. He's a star. He's going to show the world. He's going to prove that to the world. Like you said, Jalen Suggs did his thing, man. Big Chad in here. He's in here. He's like, Hersey, these his boys. They've been playing the whole time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, hard work pays off. It ain't how you start. It's how you finish. And this a marathon for us. And the hard work is going to pay off.
For those that don't know, you alluded to Chet. You're talking about Chet Holmgren, the number one player in the nation, according to ESPN. Tell him I know him, too. I know him, too. But listen, before I get to Hersey, let me put you on the spot, Master P, because you had some skills. You had an athletic scholarship. You went to Houston before deciding to go out to the Bay Area in California. We get all of that. As you look at your son and you highlight what he brings to the table, I mean, what can a college world expect from him? We know about the hard work. Anybody that's related to you knows anything about hard work. But what can we expect to see him on a collegiate, from him on a collegiate level?
I mean, you're going to get a star. You're going to get a star, somebody that's going to put the work in, like I said. And I mean, he a beast. He play defense. He'll dunk it on you, you know, and just got to sit back and wait and see. I think he got the world at his hand right now. Fans are going to come all across the world for what he's about to do and where he's going to be at, and I think he's going to change the game.
Hersey, got to ask you this question, because watching you play, first of all, I like your ball handling skills. I like you got nice size, and you're about 6'3". You do play defense, which is a plus. You can shoot. Now, your little brother can shoot. Mercy. I mean, he can shoot. I'm just telling y'all. He can shoot. I like his potential, but I like yours, too. You talked, and I saw some videos with you where you're talking about hard work. That's something that your dad emphasized a lot. You talked about departing from California and going to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and having to get up at 5:30. Talk to us about all of that. How difficult of a transition has it been for you?
Well, with me, it wasn't, like, very difficult as a transition, because I kind of just grew up into it. Like, my dad always pushed me to work every day, work hard. So I'm kind of used to it, you know. I work out every day, early in the morning, so, you know, we try to stay on the grind, and it was a good transition. It wasn't too hard for me. I can handle it.
So, well, give the college world and all the basketball fans out there some indication of what a work day is like for you. You're a young fella, but you talk about putting in the work. We don't hear about too many youngsters your age getting up at 5:30 in the morning. We heard about that with the late, great Kobe Bryant. We hear about that with LeBron James and others. But you're talking about what your schedule is like. Give us some indication of what a day in the life of Hersey Miller is like.
Well, with me, I'm trying to make it big. So, you know, I know I got to work hard. So I'm up early in the morning grinding. I got to get my schoolwork done first, too, so that's important, too, school. Then I'm working after school and then working again. I work out 2 to 3 times a day, and I try to stay on it.
Well, what does the workout include? I mean, are you just playing basketball? You're lifting weights? You got a dietitian? I mean, you got a nutritionist? I mean, I want details, man. I want details.
I shoot 300 shots a day. I'm lifting, too. I lift every day. I'm in the gym shooting. Like my dad said, you got to be a shooter, too, so. Shooter runs in the family. Just like
and he got some of the greatest coaches here at Minnehaha, and it's a great system, a great program. Also, Chris Johnson in LA trained him, so he getting prepared.
Master Pete, lead to your right a little bit. And Mercy, don't you go anywhere. I'm coming to you in a second. But Master Pete, lean in a little bit here. Let me ask you this question. You know, again, we know what you've done in the music industry. We know what a businessman you are. But now you've talked about actually, you know, owning an HBCU. I mean, you literally put that out there in the past. Is that still a focus of yours? And if so, talk about that for a second.
Well, that's definitely a focus. Me and Romeo talk about that all the time. And to be able to see Hersey go to HBCU, we're going to see all the pros and cons. We're going to see how we can help. So many great people come from HBCUs, I mean, like yourself. And I just think that the world is going to see that education-wise, sports-wise, the NBA is going to be looking at HBCUs now that Hersey is going there. The fans are coming from all over. He was going to go to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt was a big spot in his program to say, I want to go to, but he chose Tennessee State. And I feel like even the Vanderbilt fans are going to come there, too. The whole city of Nashville, I feel like I love his courage for doing this. I mean, he turned down so many big schools to do this, and I think the whole world is going to be behind him. And I think that his work, he's going to show, you know, that he's not just my son, that he put the work in there. He's in the gym. He's doing what it takes.
Mercy, get up in here, little man. Get up in that camera. Lean to your left, get in that camera. Because let me tell you something, all right? Let me tell you something, young fella. I want some highlights of you. I like your shot. You clearly believe you're a better shooter than your brother, but I want to know how you feel about your brother's decision, and I want to know what level of inspiration does that provide to you moving forward, because you obviously have basketball aspirations as well.
Well, I just want to say I'm proud of my bro, man. All the work you've been putting in is definitely going to pay off. For this moment right here, it's crazy. I'm probably more excited than he is right now. He just inspired me every day, and seeing him do this is definitely going to change the game. And maybe one day I'll come behind him and change it too.
Maybe so. I believe you will. Thank you for being on the show. Hersey, let me go back to you before I let you get on out of here. You make a decision like this. A guy like McCoy Maker decided to go to Howard. He decided to go to HBCU. You're doing it now. What kind of impact are you hoping your decision will have on others when it comes to attending HBCUs?
Well, with me, like I was saying earlier, I said me deciding to go to HBCU, I know I'm gonna bring a spotlight to all the HBCUs around. So with me, I wanna make a change. And I know by me going to a school like this, I can do that. So I'm gonna make a change.
Proud of you. Proud of your little brother right there, because I think he's got tremendous potential. Again, your little brother can shoot that rock. He can shoot that rock. And Master P, you continue to be an inspiration to so many people out there. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for coming on the show to make this announcement. And you know all of us are rooting for you and your beautiful sons, man. All the best to you.
Yes.
Thanks again for all my guests. I love having these conversations, and thanks to everyone for listening. If you haven't already, rate, review, and follow Stephen A's World, the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, this is just a sample of what we're doing. For the full thing, head over to ESPN+.